EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short, E2U, Element 1, Understanding Easy to Understand Language. Video lecture, target groups of Easy to Understand Language and their needs. My name is Sergio Hernandez from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the target groups of Easy to Understand Language. I will focus on easy language, including easy to read and plain language. I will also deliver an insight into the needs of the target groups in regard to the communication barriers that they may face. First of all, the target groups of easy language are considerably diverse. We talk about primary and secondary groups according to the 2016 book Easy Language, in German Leichte Sprache, by Bredel and Maas. The primary groups are groups that have problems reading texts in standard or expert language. Therefore, they are addressed in easy language. The secondary groups are those groups that are confronted with content in easy language, even if they could be addressed with standard or expert language. In this video lecture, we will focus on primary groups of easy language. The primary groups of easy language are persons with cognitive disabilities, with learning difficulties, dementia, prelingual hearing impairment, aphasia, functional illiterates, and language learners. They are confronted with different kinds of problems. RINC's barrier index will help to understand the issue. The primary target groups are faced with communication barriers they cannot overcome. It is helpful to understand which communication barriers they are confronted with in order to find the right strategy to make texts accessible. Easy language is one of the tools to overcome communication barriers. RINC proposes a barrier index based on these seven communication barriers. A text may represent a sensory barrier, for instance, if the communication is oral and the group addressed cannot hear, or if the communication has to be perceived via the visual channel and the group addressed cannot see. There are different forms of accessible communication to address the sensory barrier, for example, subtitles or audio description. A text may represent a cognitive barrier, for instance, if the content is too complex and abstract for the addressed group to process. This may be the case because the cognitive capacities of the target group are reduced, for example, because of cognitive impairment. The cognitive barrier is a considerable obstacle. Not every content can be made accessible for each group or individual. They might not understand because of a cognitive barrier, no matter how easy the linguistic form of what is said. A text may represent a motoric barrier if the physical presentation is not appropriate for the group addressed. For example, if a person cannot use a mouse, but an online page cannot be navigated without a mouse. Or if the paper quality of a brochure is not good for persons with a motoric impairment and they cannot turn the pages. A text may represent a language barrier if the content is in a language that the group addressed does not understand. This may be because they do not know this language because it is foreign to them. If they do know the language, it may be that the variety of the language used in the text is not familiar to them, too high in style, perhaps a local dialect or belonging to a group that cultivates a certain language fashion. A text may represent an expert knowledge barrier or expert language barrier if special knowledge is needed in order to understand the content or the content is written in expert language. A text may also represent a cultural barrier if special knowledge or attitudes are presupposed that belong to a certain culture. And finally, a text may represent a media barrier if the media format is not appropriate for the addressed group or if they do not have access to the gadgets and tools necessary to retrieve a text, For example, many individuals among the primary target groups of Easy Language do not have access to the internet. So what barriers do the Easy Language target groups face? Practically all of them may be confronted with expert knowledge and expert language barriers. In this context, Easy Language can be helpful because expert knowledge is presented in a comprehensible way and knowledge on the subject is not presupposed. It is explicitly introduced. The language priority is also reduced to a minimum. You will learn more about this in our lecture about lexical aspects of easy to understand language. The cognitive barrier poses an obstacle for persons with cognitive disability and dementia type illnesses. Content in Easy Language tackles this barrier. It brings presuppositions and implicatures to the surfaces and explains them. The amount of information is reduced to avoid information overload. You will learn more about this in our lecture about textual aspects of easy to understand language. The language barrier may be an obstacle for persons with prelingual hearing impairment, cognitive disability, dementia type illnesses, aphasia, and language learners. This barrier is tackled by using only a central vocabulary and basic grammatical structures. You will learn more about this in our lectures about lexical aspects and syntactic aspects of easy to understand language. Persons with prelingual hearing impairment and language learners are also confronted with cultural barriers. Easy Language addresses this barrier by making knowledge explicit that is presupposed within a specific culture. And persons with sensory impairments also face a sensory barrier. A sensory impairment may come in addition to another impairment, for example, a hearing and or visual impairment in addition to a cognitive impairment. A good way to work on communication barriers is to consider other media formats, for example, audiovisual formats or audio formats in addition to the written version of a text. For instance, people with dyslexia can be addressed through audio or audiovisual formats because their primary problem is not in the field of comprehending, but rather in using written formats. Plain language addresses persons that do not need the maximum comprehensibility level to understand a specific content. The plain language texts might not be perceptible and comprehensible enough for persons with communication impairments. Plain language is for persons that do not understand a specific content due to language complexity or expert content. This is very typical in expert lay communication. If plain language is not comprehensible enough for a specific group, translators and authors should consider using easy language instead of plain language. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Cristiano Mas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at easit@unihildesheim.de.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.